WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, the weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by Hausman Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstate Office Sitting, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball is also brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slight Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy Jones. Now live from Spanky's, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here at Spanky's on the west side off the Lloyd. Thank you so much for coming down, and, we are so happy to be here, and head coach Stan Girard is here talking USI men's basketball. Round of applause for Coach. And Amari Brown will join us as well, Jimmy Jones, sub of the show. So a lot to get to. Coach, how are we feeling? I'm sorry. thanks for coming on. How's that?
Thanks for having me, Brad. Yeah. I appreciate you, man.
I know that the last couple of games haven't been easy. A loss to SEMO, a loss to UT Martin. We'll just jump right into it, I guess. How do you feel about where your team is at and what's the fix right now? Because a couple of tough losses.
You said the last couple. You mean the last however many. It's been a minute. I don't know, man. Brad, the past couple has been very disappointing because I felt like, you know, personally I thought our team was good enough to beat, you know, not just those guys, but anybody we played. And it's just we don't do a good job of finishing games. You know, we're right there in the mix in our past couple games. And down the stretch, somehow, some way, we find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot and come out on the losing end of the stick. And that's disappointing. And that's why you just alluded to our practice today. It was a long practice. Yeah. And I'm trying to get these guys to be able to play why they're tired and not quit, because the going gets a little bit tough, you know what I mean? And so not happy with our performance, not happy with our execution, not happy with our rebounding, not happy with our defense as a team. Just a lot of things. They're correctable, but the question is, when are we going to correct them? Because we drill it every day in practice. It just never translates into the ball game.
There's really only one or two games all season long, and probably not one in conference so far where you guys were down big early. Butler, Western Michigan, that's the only two that come off the top of my head. So you guys are in these games pretty deep into it, certainly beyond halftime. What do you think really is the problem, especially in late-game situations? Is it stamina? What's going on?
And that's what's disappointing, because we're right there. And we told our guys today, and even we talked about as a staff on Saturday, we're about five or six possessions from, you know, probably being, you know, undefeated in league play, if not one or two losses. But, you know, you have to be able to finish plays and finish games. And, you know, it could be stamina. It could be guys never put in that situation before prior to coming to USI. But, hey, man, we're here. And we've been in this situation a number of times this year. And we have to find a way to, you know, get through it. I always say tough players get through tough times. And we haven't done that yet. And I'm sure Amari would say this in a second. I question our toughness. I question our mental our mental toughness, our physical toughness, and just our ability to do the right thing, you know, and not break down on either side of the basketball, especially what I call go time, you know, the last 4 or 5 minutes. We got to win those, especially when it's a 1 or 2 possession ball game.
Yeah, I know that that winning cures all when it comes to competitive athletes. You've been a competitive athlete really your entire life until you traded that occupation in for coaching, so you know what it's all about and what losses feel like, what losing streaks feel like. What is the fix for this team beyond just, hey, we need a win to get off the schneid? What do the kids need, the players need, in order to feel good about themselves and good about the role on this team?
Well, a win will make everybody feel good at this point, you know, especially their old coach, you know what I mean? But, you know, we have to, you know, we got to see a few go in. If you go back to our game at Valparaiso, you know, we didn't go in, and we oftentimes here lately, we go on a 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 minute stretch, we don't score. You know, at Valpo, the ball went in the hole, we scored the basketball. We also, you know, did a great job defensively of just sticking to the game plan, and we didn't waver from that. You know, now, you know, we got a few guys right now pushing the panic button, especially late game when we, You know, you take, for example, our game against Tennessee Martin, where we were going to cover the bigger guys in the post three ways, either straight up or what we call an early fire, which is double from the baseline, or a choke, which is guarding from the top. And there was a couple possessions where we were straight up, and someone broke down off the basketball, and everybody wasn't in tune with each other, you know. And we got to be better in that aspect because, you know, with the schemes we try to run, you know, we try to throw out there, we can't have one guy forget his assignment. And that happened six times the other day, and they capitalized on five or six. You know, we sped them up. We ran some of the old Bruce Pearl's 55 defense, and we capitalized on those. And then, you know, late game when we supposed to have been in 55, we didn't do it because I think it was too hard for them, you know what I mean? But you have to – if we're going to play this way and try to speed teams up, and I think that benefits us, we have to, you know, buy into everything and not just the parts that are easy. And it takes a special kind of guy or a player or have some sort of mental toughness to be able to withstand, you know, playing that type of play. And, you know, you look at our game from Saturday, I think we were down 5 points with 5.5, 6 minutes to go in the game. We're supposed to win that game at home especially. That's a game we're supposed to win at home because you have, you know, the fan support behind you. You have the familiarity of your own gymnasium, making shots in your own gym, and it didn't happen. We, you know, like I said, broke down defensively. There was one play that sticks out of my mind. We made a free throw, I think. They go down and get a layup, and there was no one within 3 or 4 feet of them, you know what I mean? So those things have got to be better, you know, if we're going to win some ball games here.
Yeah, I know that in the UT Martin game especially, I'm just going to say some stuff. I don't know what you can chime in on, but some of the officiating was, we'll call it, questionable. The truth of the matter is I've never in my career broadcast a game where both head coaches were as upset as they were. Usually, if the USI coach is upset, the UT Martin coach has his arms crossed, kind of smiling, and vice versa. You know, usually if someone's mad, the other one's happy. No one was happy.
No.
How difficult is it?
I'm pulling my phone out, and I'm showing you this here.
You've got an inventory.
I have inventory because I went through – I watched this game when I got home Saturday night. I watched it again yesterday morning, again last night, and I just went through – I got pages of clips where missed calls, you know what I mean? And the simple
just
calls,
a list of plays.
There's notes, and I'm going to send those in. I've never – this year, this is the first time in my career I've never sent any officials' clips to the officials – I mean, to the supervisors' officials. I'm going to do it this time because there were times where we drove the basketball and there's two hands on a guy driving the – that's a foul, you know what I mean? And then a lot of rebounding situations where we're standing under the rim and they just shove us in the back. Now, I told our guys today – that you still have to block out, you know what I mean? You can't take that and think you should get a foul. But, you know, there were just a number of plays where you saw the other coach as well. You know, I didn't think the game was very well called, but at the same time, it wasn't one-sided. It was it was both ways. You know, there were some calls in our favor that I questioned, and there were some calls against us that I questioned.
Yeah.
So it's just – and like I told the older gentleman on – I forgot his name, but they – make too much money to make the mistakes that they make. The obvious has to be called. And, again, it was both ways. It wasn't just for those guys or just for us. It was both ways, and that's why you saw their coach and myself just in the ear all night just trying to get some type of control of the ball game, and we didn't have that.
And I get that, and we all saw that. We were really frustrated during the game on the sideline. But how difficult is it for you as a coach when something like that is happening and the players see it too and they're as frustrated as you are to keep your guys in line and to keep them locked in?
Maybe that's on me to do a better job to not get frustrated because they follow my lead. But I'm just always fighting for our guys. And oftentimes, and I remember one time out where everybody's in huddle complaining, and at that point, I realized it had gotten to our guys from a mental standpoint, and I said, hey, listen, here's the deal, guys. We're getting officiated like we're the last place team, and we have to play through whatever call that is because they can't go back and change a call once they make one. Now, I had a chance to challenge one late.
One timeout left.
Yeah, it was out of balance on those guys. I went back and watched it, but like I told Ishmael, Habib, and Ola, we have one timeout, and if we lose that challenge, then – We don't have any, so that's the only reason I didn't challenge that call. But, you know, you continue to play. You got to play through, you know, tough times as a tough player. And sometimes the whistle's not going to go your way, but I'm a firm believer in that the officiating is going to give the team who's the most aggressive out the gate the benefit of the doubt when it comes to making some calls.
You are a passionate coach on the sideline. I love that.
Because I want to play. I wish I could go out there and play, man. With these old bones, man. I'm coaching.
But I love it, and we all love that passion on the sideline, especially for me. Sometimes you get my way when I'm trying to call the game.
I know. You got to get a higher chair.
Well,
you know, your chair's too low.
Maybe I need a higher frame.
There you go.
But on Thursday, I think you know where I'm going with this. On Thursday, you were upset, and I get it. There was something that made you upset. And
I
think the ball went out of bounds, and you guys touched it last. And I'm calling the game, and I go, ball rolls out of bounds. USI loses the basketball, loses possession. You slap the scorer's table. My crowd mic goes flying onto the ground.
And I picked it up.
You picked it up in real time, which I was surely really
I will say that
impressed
hurt,
by.
That hurt. That hand and that hurt when I
hit
that
table. Did you hit the microphone?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I kind of gazed it with the just the right side. That hurt, you know, and I was being an idiot. And when we lost the game, I go in the hallway, and I never pulled an Amari Brown and hit the wall, and I just slapped the wall really hard.
Oh, man.
I realized that the concrete, you can't win against concrete, you know what I mean? And, man, my wrist was sore. And I called my wife, and I'm like, hey, listen, my wrist, she's like, why? I said, I hit the wall. She said, well, you're an idiot, you know, because the wall is not going to give. So I have to dial back my emotions. I care so much about, you know, playing well. I care so much about winning. And, of course, USI, man, and we're just not getting the production that I want to see, and I've been disappointed.
I hear you. Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. Coach Gerard, hand feeling a little bit better?
Oh, great. Feels good.
That's good. Nothing a beverage can't fix either.
Yeah.
Again, the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Spanky's on the west side. We've got Amari Brown, the Jimmy John's sub of the show, coming on when we return right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww. when they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks off the Lloyd. They also have a location down on Jefferson Avenue. The Jimmy John sub of the show, Amari Brown. Round of applause for Amari.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. How are we feeling, bro?
Yeah, I feel good, thank you.
For you, it's kind of a whirlwind, I'd imagine, because you had your NCAA debut this week, and now you're making your radio debut right today, at least your live radio debut. You nervous?
No, I'm
good. Were you, well, okay, so you're not nervous at all. Were you at all nervous for Thursday when you made your NCAA basketball debut?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like it. Yeah, round of applause for that. It did not look like you were nervous at all. I ended up with 15 points, and that's not too shabby. What made you effective in your first game back from that injury, which I'll ask you about too?
Just pretty much taking what the defense gave me. Coach already got his plays, set for, the people. So I'm just taking what they give me. If I'm wide open, I'm going to shoot it. If I feel like it's a bad closeout, I'm going to drive it. So
I feel like the energy that you bring to this team, it's a big deal. Where does the energy come from for you as a player? Has that always been part of your game?
Yeah, I love basketball a lot. So, hey, it ain't never going to stop. I ain't never going to change.
Hold on now. We're hearing some technical problems here. I'm going to fix this for you. How's that, everyone? Not so good. Not so good. All right. Got to work on that a little bit. Maybe we'll just have you speak up a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Pull this away. Yeah, we got that. Yeah. All right. That could be good. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that going to work? Yeah? We're good? All right, cool. So, Amari, for you, I know that the start to the season was a little bit late for you, right, because of the injury. You missed the first half of the year with a broken bone in your foot.
Yeah.
What was that like for you, just trying to recover from that injury? I know that that couldn't have been easy.
It was hard. I got in trouble a lot.
Trouble?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to sit down, so I got in trouble a lot for doing a lot of stuff I wasn't supposed to do.
I remember the Bellarmine closed-door scrimmage specifically. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I was ready to work out at that point. Ready to work out and play. It's hard when you're watching instead of being out there with the guys. Getting coached, it's pretty hard. So
yeah, you and Coach kind of clashed heads a little
bit,
too, because for those who don't know, Amari's in this boot. Let me try to fix this a little bit here. We're having some problems with this. Amari was in a boot, right? And he was supposed to be on the sideline. He wasn't supposed to be doing anything.
Yeah.
And Coach was specifically policing that. Amari just couldn't stay off the court. He was just trying to practice and work on his game. And that was a real point of friction for you and Coach. Ultimately, you seemed to not really care too much about what Coach had to say. I don't really know why. I mean, he's Coach. I feel like what he says matters, but you just weren't listening to him.
He told me he had a lot of guys that did the same thing, so he's just looking out for me. But it's hard to sit down. It was hard. Like I said, it's hard.
So for you in trying to stay ready when you were hurt, you felt like it, or at least for me, it felt like you thought you were ready to go basically the entire time. You looked like you were ready to go too when you were just shooting on the side.
Yeah.
When did you feel like you were ready to go and actually play for this team? I know that it was only this week that you debuted, but when did you really feel like you were ready to go?
When I got out the boot, when the doctor cleared me to get put my shoe on, I felt like I was ready to go.
Again, Amari Brown here on WREF. Jimmy Jones, sub of the show. We're here at Spanky's talking about USI basketball. Amari coming from NAIA. Obviously, it's a big season for you, making your Division I debut on Thursday, and you've been really good, right? 15 points on Thursday, 17 on Saturday. You've been playing really well. Who have you been in communication with, whether it be former players, former coaches, your parents, anything like that, in this week? Probably one of the biggest weeks of your basketball life so far. So who have you been talking to and kind of confiding in during the stretch?
Just my parents.
Yeah.
My parents and my friends.
They're watching the game on ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Or maybe listening on the radio?
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening?
No. They're watching the games on ESPN.
They could be listening, though.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, whatever. So they're watching the game. You got them coaching you up or anything? Like, anyone critical of the game so far?
Yeah, my pops. They be on me. My pops be on me. My mom, you doing good. I'm so proud of you. But my dad, nothing nice to say.
Nothing nice to say?
No. Nothing nice.
What's he saying?
You got to be better. Got to get more rebounds. Stop turning the ball over. Play better defense. Just a straight line drive. Like, you be saying everything.
So you listen to your father, but not Coach Girard.
No, I listen to him, too.
But we just talked about how you didn't listen to him. He told you to sit down.
I was ready to go.
I know that Coach was also kind of comparing himself to you in that you both get, we'll call it frustrated, after losses, and that makes sense. But are you a wall hitter too, kind of like Coach?
Yeah, I'm a wall. He tells
you just got back from injury on a foot. We can't have you injured with a hand.
Yeah, no, he tell me all the time, like, play with emotion, don't be emotional.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tone it down. I'm trying to figure it out.
But we see you playing with that kind of emotion on the floor, and now, like we were talking about, that's kind of a big deal in your game, I know. That's a big part of what you do. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you can kind of walk that fine line of toning it down, or do you think that you got to play with that? You keep your edge.
Like Coach tell me all the time, just, I got to play with emotion, but I can't be emotional. I can't play emotional. I'm horrible when I'm emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
Hey, when you're playing basketball out there, I think we all see the athletic nature that you bring to the game. If not basketball, what other sport do you think you'd be playing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing. I can't see myself doing nothing.
Hey, we're going to learn more about Amari in a second. We're going to work on the technical side as well. We'll take a step aside. It's the Stand Your Own Radio Show right here on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your favor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I think we've got them worked out with Amari Brown, the Jimmy John sub of the show. So, Amari, before the break, we were talking about you and your game. Also noticed that when you were walking up here, you were walking a little bit gingerly, not to say that you're hurt. You just got back from an injury. The coach was telling me about this practice, and I was there for a lot of it, too. That might be the longest practice I've seen this year.
How long
were you guys really going?
It was so long, I can't even remember. I don't even want to think about it. For real.
Well, I feel like we need to reminisce on it a little bit because now they're interested. Now they're hooked.
Well, it was like three hours, 30 minutes. Yeah, like 3 hours, 30 minutes. It wasn't like no half court. It was full court, the whole practice.
Now, when it comes to a long practice like that, who struggles most with the stamina of it? Because that's what it is, right? It's stamina. So how did you feel at the end? Were you able to keep up, or was it someone else that was slowing down?
No, we all were slowing down. We was all slowing down. But we needed that, though.
Yeah?
We needed that practice.
What makes you say that?
We had a team meeting after that practice, like just the players. Mm-hmm. But we needed to get everything out. I mean, from the frustration with each other to everything, we needed a long practice to just work on all this stuff.
So I'm sure that there's some stuff that you want to keep private from that meeting, but what can you share with us about what you guys as a unit, as a team, as a roster, think is the fix for this team right now?
You know, just settling in our differences. If we got a difference with that person, just talk about it. As a man, no arguing, no trying to fight.
Yeah.
Let's just settle the difference. And that's what we did.
You think that those differences are settled now?
Yes.
You had that heart to heart? That's good.
Yeah.
Who initiated a meeting like that?
Ishmael.
Okay. Yeah, captain on the team.
Yep.
I know that's a big deal, right, because he's the captain, but you guys are all also still new. How much more difficult is it to settle those differences and kind of come to grips with who you guys are and to gel when you're also new? You got 12 new players. Mm-hmm. You're one of those transfers. How difficult is that?
I mean, it's very difficult, but it's been a couple games now, so it's time to get on track.
Do you think that, and of course you've been playing well, 15-17, your first two games, do you think that your injection into the lineup it's good, of course, because you're scoring and you're playing well, but is it adding any more difficulty because it's another new piece, right, to gel together? Does that make it at all more difficult to kind of gel as a unit when you have a new addition, essentially, to the team?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's pretty hard, but I play with them in practice.
Yeah.
I'm on the same team with them in practice, so. It's not as difficult, but it's difficult.
I noticed, though, in practice, with you guys kind of going hard, and I do think that you were on, sorry to say it, were you on a losing team in practice? You guys were running sprints?
Yeah, we was losing all day.
So what's the deal? Why weren't you guys winning if your team?
Just one in it. We won in it.
So going back to that player meeting, I know that it was a big deal for you guys. What do you think the next steps are for you guys getting this team back on track?
Getting a W.
Yeah. I like that. it starts on Thursday against Tennessee Tech for you. It's going to be your first road game as an NCAA athlete. Mm-hmm. What do you think you guys have to do differently against, say, Tennessee Tech that maybe you didn't do as much of or enough of against Martin or SEMO?
Coach, I always say, when you're away, you got to rebound and defend. So, rebound, defend, execute, and we'll be in good hands with this game.
Yeah. Again, Amari Brown here on WREF. I keep on saying NCAA debut, not your collegiate debut. You played two seasons in NAIA, and people don't realize the talent that comes out of NAIA. Yeah. Obviously, you're an example of that in your first couple of games. What do you feel the difference is between NAIA and NCAA?
It's a lot. It's more thinking. Like when I seen our first scout, the first scout we had, I said this is too much. Because at my last school, we didn't. When you scout, you just watch. You don't. We had a packet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my goodness, like there's a difference. And then they just bigger and stronger, more faster. So if you look this way for 1 second, the guy you guarding is coming for a DHO, and you're too late. You're too late. Coming out the game.
So the scouting stuff and the mental aspect of the game, is that something that you feel like you're comfortable with now, or is that something that you're still catching up with?
I'm comfortable now.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable now. I'm still catching up, but I'm comfortable.
You think maybe the injury, I mean, you missed the first half of the season. Did the injury actually help in that regard, an opportunity to sit and watch a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think would have been, I guess, your reality? How do you think you would have played in the first half of the season if you were playing and struggling, right, with the scouting stuff that you've never done before, at least not at the Division I level?
Probably be pretty upset.
Yeah.
Not with just at myself, like.
Yeah.
Because I want to do better. Yeah. So I'll probably be upset. Yeah.
But now, see, that's the other thing, right? For SEMO and Martin, you probably caught them off guard because I'm sure that they didn't even really realize that you were playing. You're not going to catch Tennessee Tech or Tennessee State off guard. They know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
They know because they saw you on tape. They're going to see you on tape. So how do you plan on kind of countering the scout on you at this point? Because that's the other thing. You're scouting them. They're scouting you.
Yeah, I mean, you're just making the right decisions. If I get in the paint, somebody's open, pass it. If I got a layup, like I said, I'm going to take it. If I'm wide open, I'm going to shoot it.
What's the strength in your game? Because kind of to your point, you can score pretty much from any spot on the floor, three-level score. What is your number one trait, though, as a player?
Probably getting to the rim, getting fouled. I like getting fouled. Just getting to the basket.
Yeah, you were scoring mid-range, and you hit at least 1-3 against Martin. I know you had the and one at the end of the game, towards the end of the game, about 4 minutes left. How did that feel for you? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you had – well, maybe you did. I think you had an and one on Thursday too, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of your game. So is that the biggest thrill on the court for you, getting to the rim and getting fouled an and one versus, say, a three-pointer or something like that?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Again, Amari Brown here on WREF and learning a little bit about him as a player. Of course, we saw his talent on Thursday and on Saturday. We're going to learn about him as a person here and trying to figure out, you know, who you are and what makes you tick. But there's some out-of-the-box questions to get you there, right? So I feel like you on the court are a resourceful guy, smart guy. You can do a little bit of everything. And so there's a question from the audience here. In a hypothetical scenario, hopefully it's hypothetical, I wouldn't want to see this in real life, they say there's like a zombie apocalypse or something like that. What would be your strategy to survive?
I'm going to a grocery store.
Grocery store?
Yeah. I'm going to go to a gun store, get all the ammunition and the guns, and then I'm going to go to a grocery store.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You got to eat.
You got to eat.
Canned foods. You got to eat.
Eat or be eaten.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Literally.
Okay. I feel like it's good timing after that players only meeting. Which player, which teammate are you most confident in to, like, team up with?
I would say Sherry because you need thinking. And I'm going to go with Tolu because he's always angry. Yeah. He ready to do something to somebody, so.
I didn't know that Tolu was always angry.
Yeah.
What makes him angry?
Everything. I'm in the same apartment as him.
Oh, yeah?
So everything makes him angry.
Well,
I leave my door open, he's angry.
How do you know that he's not angry at you?
Nah, he don't be angry at me.
Why not?
I mean, he probably do. I don't know. He's angry at everybody. If he was here, he'd be angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, Coach. What do you think? Is that an attribute for a player? Yeah, chillin's against him, is what he says. Okay. So we got that. Let's see. We got some other... got some other questions for you. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Strength? Super strength.
Super strength.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. And what do you think, say, Tolu's superpower would be? It's a trick question. I know the answer based off your previous answer.
I don't know.
He'd be like the Hulk.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He
couldn't be the Hulk. He'd be Hulk. Every day.
Coach always wants me to ask if you have a celebrity crush.
I can't.
Why not?
Lotto. Her name, Lotto. She a rapper.
Okay. I believe you. We don't know who that is.
Yeah. No.
Okay. That could be a made-up person completely. Like, no one here would know.
No, she a rapper.
No, I believe you, but I'm just saying, like, we don't know. Okay, let's see. We got some more questions here for you. Oh, this is a good one. What is your biggest fear?
I don't think I got one.
You're not afraid of anything?
Nope.
Not afraid of heights?
Heights. No, I am.
You're afraid of heights?
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you know? Like, have you ever been in
roller coasters?
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters. No. Like, you feel like you're so high.
Yeah.
And you look down, you're like, oh, no, like. You know, you get a
that's
weak
probably
your
how
legs.
I would feel if I were somehow hanging on the rim. I'd be like, oh, that's a long way down. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Again, Amari Brown here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show. We'll take a quick step aside. When we come back, Amari's going to close up shop right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana.
Visit slateprint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Queen River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. All right, we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnooks off the Lloyd. Amari Brown, the Jimmy John sub of the show, still here on WRE. I've got another question from the crowd here, Amari. Really appreciate you coming on, learning a little bit about you on and off the court. We were talking during that luncheon that we had yesterday about you and your favorite NBA player. You mentioned Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good comp for you. Is that the player that you kind of compare yourself to on the floor?
I never started, like, other people do it.
Yeah.
But I take from his game, though.
Yeah?
Whatever I can, yeah.
Which other players do you think you take from?
I don't know.
No?
I like Dwayne Wade. I've already said Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Just got big his shoulder. I got big shoulders like him.
So. You grow up as a Bulls fan?
Yeah. When Derrick Rose was there.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's over.
So you gave up on them when Derrick Rose left the team?
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Why? They got good players.
Yeah, but we ain't doing nothing, so.
It's not we if you gave up on them.
Wait,
you can't
the Bulls ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going with my Bears now.
The Bear? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mm-hmm. after the game on Saturday.
Yeah, I was happy, but I wasn't.
Right.
We lost, but, you know, my Bears beat them Packers, so.
Yeah, cool. So you're happy about that.
Yeah. Because
I think you probably, if you were on your phone after the game, you probably were able to watch, like, the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. Bears Packers, right?
No, I just seen the score.
Okay.
I wasn't on my phone.
Okay. You think the Bears have a good chance to win the Super Bowl at this point?
Yep.
You go to games growing up in Chicago?
Nope.
Why not?
I never had the opportunity.
Okay. Your favorite football player?
Ray Lewis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that. I could see that for you.
Yeah, I like Ray Lewis.
I mean, that's the thing. I asked you a couple of segments ago at this point. If not basketball, what sport would you be playing? I think football for you.
Probably so.
What position?
I was quarterback when I was younger.
So you played.
Yeah, I played. I was quarterback.
So what?
I only played for 1 year.
Okay.
I got hit, and then I said, I'm done after that. Somebody hit me real hard.
Yeah.
It was over with for me.
How old were you?
I was real. Yeah, I broke my collarbone.
Oh?
Yeah, I broke my collarbone, and I said, I'm done. I'm not playing
no
more.
So you broke your collarbone on the first hit you took?
Yeah. First hit.
That's because you're soft.
No, it ain't. No.
I broke my collarbone when I was playing sports as a kid, but I was like middle school. That's my basketball. I never played basketball again, but it wasn't because of the collarbone. It's because of my skill. That's why I stopped.
And that's okay. That's okay. No, okay.
And my height. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to point that out.
My height?
It probably was a height thing, too.
All right. Jesus. I mean, what did I do? I've invited you on the radio and treat you nice, but all right, whatever. So no more football for you.
No, so.
But it would be quarterback.
Yeah, fine.
You have a cannon, or are you more of a dual threat guy?
No, I just run whenever they snapped it. It's somebody, I just ran.
A Lamar Jackson type.
Yeah, I just ran. Okay. I never threw.
No.
No, I just ran.
Sounds like you are a running back.
No, I just snapped it and I ran.
Okay.
quarterback, receiver, running back trio on the team, on the basketball team. Take three teammates and form the best quarterback, receiver, running back trio. And I'll get you out of here.
I'm taking me at quarterback.
Even though you can't throw. Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking me at quarterback. I'm taking Josiah at running back.
Okay.
Yeah, you said wide receiver?
Yeah.
I'm taking, I got to go with Toby. 6'7",
yeah.
Could jump out the gym, so I got to go with him.
I like that. All right. Hey, a round of applause for Amari, everyone. Jimmy Jones,
appreciate
up the show.
Appreciate
you holding in, hanging in with us on the technical difficulties, and really congratulations on what you've accomplished on the court. It's awesome to see you out there, especially after the first half of the season with you on the shelf with the injury, and we're all just really excited to see you out there, so congratulations. All right, one more round of applause for Amari. Coach Gerard back in a moment here on WREF.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. We're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks off the Lloyd. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just had Amari Brown, the Jimmy John sub of the show. He was great. He's gone, though, because he's got to go rest and ice up after that 3.5-4 hour practice that this guy, Stan Gerard, made him go through. So I don't know what you have against your players, but that's a lot of running.
You know what, Brad? One of these days, they're going to wish they had these 3-hour practices back, you know what I mean, because they'll be old, fat, and great like me. Hold on.
Are you telling me that if you grew that out, it'd be great?
Yeah, I guarantee you it would be. So there's a couple streaks in there. But they got to appreciate, you know, the time they have here, you know, and what we have. But I give these guys credit. It's been a long day. They had class. Today was the first day back in classes. Mm. And I think Amari finished class at 12 o'clock. We had weights from 1 to 2. At 2:15, we had film until 2:45, 3 o'clock, and at 3:15, we practiced from 3 to about 5:50, 6 o'clock. But it was a long day for these guys, and I beat them up today because I'm trying to teach these guys how to get through tough times versus, you know, just throwing a towel in when it gets hard. And you saw how he was walking today. Hopefully he'll heal up tomorrow. I didn't want to tell him this. We'll be really light tomorrow because we'll now put the scout in Monday during league play. It's usually a day where you upset about the game from last week. It's an us day trying to fix some of the things that we struggle with, like, you know, today, rebounding, transition defense, shooting, half-court execution, our 55 pressure defense, and just transition defense as well. I think, you know, I put into my initial game plan to practice plan, rather, to be on that transition drill for 15 minutes, but I wasn't going to finish practice until we got – what I wanted to get accomplished. And we were stuck in that drill for about 45. So, and I let the guys know, hey, I got a practice plan, and we are not going to deter from what we wanted to get done. Now the time was off, but I got through everything I wanted to get through because oftentimes I usually like give in to them, but I got to get these guys a little tougher. And that's something you can't teach, but we got to get one or two guys to get on the tough side to start talking a little bit more and pulling guys through. And that's my ultimate goal right here.
But Amari says that the guys had a players-only meeting. I know it's not their first players-only meeting, but as a coach, how does that sit with you, and what do you do when the players kind of convene on
their own? I let them have their time. You know, that's their meeting, and I'm sure it was about the coaching staff not, you know, treating them fairly or practicing too hard, but I hope that meeting was about, you know, themselves and doing things differently. I will never ask a player what they talked about. You know, that's their private space, and I love the fact that they did that, you know what I mean, and they got to do more of it. But we'll see how tomorrow goes after their team-only meeting, because you should, after those meetings, you come back and get better. I'll never forget when I played here at USI, we played we had a team meeting at Chad Gilbert's parents' place, and Brian Hebner spearheaded the meeting, kind of like what Ishmael did. And Brian pretty much told every player how bad they were and that we were all selfish. And I'll never forget when he got it to me. I know, I'm like, hey, what can you say about me? And you're selfish, blah, 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 and guys commented. But that's one of those things, too, where you got to give and accept constructive criticism in a positive manner, because you got to look at what the end result could be if you don't get offended by what your teammates think of you. And I love those meetings.
So when Brian Hebner called you selfish, that was fun for you?
No, it wasn't at the time. As you grow older, you go back and look at it. Now, we won a national championship that year, so the meeting made a lot of sense. You know, we had some guys on that team that, you know, Cortez Barnes, the late, great Cortez Barnes, he was one of the main guys who that meeting was about. But we gave every guy a chance to speak his piece and uninterrupted. And then some guys chimed in at the end. But sometimes those are great because, you know, like our team right now, we're not winning. But we got a couple guys that are also, you know, making excuses, pointing fingers, not coming ready to go. And I'm happy that meeting happened today. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow and see if what was said translates to the basketball court.
What's your philosophy as a coach? And it's not even necessarily pertaining to your specific team, really on a macro level. Of course, I'm asking about your team here. But what's your philosophy on coach-led teams versus player-led teams?
A player-led team is a championship-caliber team. If the coach has to do all the talking, do all the leading, you're going to struggle. And that's what we're doing right now, you know, because our guys do not talk. We did, you said in practice, and I had a rule today in practice, if you're not communicating, we'll run sprints. And we did a couple of drills where we forced a transition drill, where we forced guys to talk and communicate. And we ran a lot today because guys just refused to talk. So hopefully tomorrow my point got across, because we're going to have that same mentality going forward. It can't be one person. It's got to be everybody, because that's just going to cover your mistakes. But I love a player. Some of my best teams have been player-led teams. My favorite team that I had when I was in Indy with Jimmy King and those guys, and we were the number one team in the country at D2. And it didn't take much for the coaches. We put the plan together. We threw things out there, and guys held each other accountable, and there was constant communication across the board, which is why we were really good, you know what I mean? And that was a complete ball club, and we're trying to get that here, and we're not quite there yet. And we have three captains, and Ishmael B, Tolu Samuels, and Ola Achibori. I got that close. But those are the captains. But, you know, it's hard to be a captain.
Yeah.
You know, two people can't have bad days, the head coach and your best player, as well as your captain. Those guys are, every time something goes wrong, it's the captain's fault. You know what I mean? Because it's on those guys to get their peers ready to go, even on days when they don't feel like leading. You can't be a part-time leader. It's an all-the-time thing. And I think I just told you a second ago, after our game on Saturday, I had a meeting with Ishmael B at my house at about 12:30, that lasts about an hour and a half, 12:38 a.m. that lasts about an hour and a half. And we talked about, you know, leadership. We talked about his stats here in the back of my sheet here. and I gave him a book, the Michael Jordan book from my basement, Driven from Within, that he's got to read in a few days. And after he reads that, I'm going to give him the Mamba Mentality book from Kobe Bryant and see if that can help his mental in terms of how to lead the ball club, because he's struggling a little bit with his leadership, you know what I mean? And I can sit here and give him all the nuggets in the world, but I think some of the players that he look up to from the highest level, if you read, you know, the way those guys led and do things, hopefully that can help him out.
You know, talking about this team, and obviously we're putting a bow on our conversation with Amari Brown. I know that you guys are looking for answers. Talent always helps, and Amari clearly has it. 15-17 in his first two games as an NCAA athlete. He missed the first half of the season with the foot injury. Now he's back. What is his role on this team going forward?
Well, you saw in game one the excitement and the energy they brought to the table. He's a guy, and we can go back to the day at Bellarmine when we had the scrimmage. He was ready, man. He was, I ain't gonna say ready physically, but mentally he thought he was ready to go. He was just kept pushing my buttons to get himself back on the basketball court. He wasn't supposed to be shooting, and he's hopping around on one foot shooting the basketball. And I was not very happy because we had just told him to, you know, not do that, and he did it, and I lost my mind. And I don't mind going back and forth with a player, but when it's time to quit, we quit. I don't mind those guys saying a couple things back. That's just two passionate players, you know, going at it. But it comes a point in time where, okay, enough is enough. And I think when I say that, we stop. But he has been just waiting for his time to have the opportunity. I'll never forget when we got the news that there was a possibility of him coming back. I didn't want to bring him back because – Now, let me rewind that. I wanted to bring him back, but I didn't want to take – with him having 1 year, maybe two, I put the parent hat on, you know what I mean? And I had a conversation with him because he could have played at SIUE in Lindenwood, but we was waiting on some things from the doctors and everybody to get approved. And we got a soft okay, but it wasn't like he's a full go. And I remember in the SIUE game prior to that, he had his uniform. And I pulled him aside. Hey, not yet. Then we go to Lindenwood. Same thing. He's ready to go. And he had his uniform. And I said, listen, I have a kid. She's an athlete. And I would be very upset if my coach played my kid for one game and something happens because they're not released to play. You know, so I'm waiting on some more information. If it comes through doing warm-ups, you can play. But understand my position. And I care about you more as a player as a person than a player, because I'm looking out for your well-being. He could have played, and who knows what would have happened. So we had to be patient in bringing him back. And then once he got the clearance, you know, I sat down with him like, hey, do you want to wait to next year to have the full year, or do you want to play right now? And he wanted to play because he's ready. But he learned so much from the sidelines, watching us on a day-to-day basis in terms of what's needed, what's expected, and how we do things. And he's going to have a great career for us here.
Certainly will. Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. We're going to talk about the upcoming games, Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State, when we return from Spanky's on WREF. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on Long Care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
We're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. It's Spanky's on the west side. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coach Gerard here on WREF getting ready for the next couple of games, Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State. Coach, appreciate the time. So the road trip starts on Wednesday, the game on Thursday against the Golden Eagles, and Saturday against against the Tigers. How do you feel about this upcoming trip?
Well, like every game, I feel like we have a chance to win, but we have to do some things differently from a preparation standpoint in getting our guys ready to go at a different level. We have to just be better in a lot of different areas that we struggle with, especially here at home. I think, you know, in the for the Tennessee Tech game, I think we match up with them very well from a size standpoint. I think I mentioned to you post-game that we need to switch the lineup up, and we're going to do that because what we're doing is not working, so we got to look at some different guys to start off for us. And then we got to find a lineup that can close the game for us, you know. And we are searching highs and lows, looking at the analytical part of the game and looking at the plus-minus charts and, you know, going back, looking at, you know, some of the late games, who's our best lineups to push us through. And tonight I'll look at our Valpo game. I'll go back that far and look at who were those guys on the court that got us over the hump to secure that victory on the road.
I know that that you're looking for answers. I know that the players are looking for answers as well. Tennessee Tech is a team that has struggled a little bit in OVC play. What have they been struggling with?
Well, you know, looking at, you know, their size is not, you know, nowhere near what we saw against UT Martin. You know, they start, I think, 6 foot, 6'4", 6'4", 6'4". Then they got a big kid in the middle. I think it's from Old Dominion. But they're fast. I think they struggle because they have a lot of new guys as well with the offensive flow. They struggle a little bit rebounding, and hopefully they don't pick it up against us on Thursday night. And we got to make these guys move defensively. You know, we did a great job. We watched some film today with our team, and there was a couple plays where that ball went around the horn and back again. One play we missed a shot, but I told our guys that was a great possession. They didn't think it was because we didn't make the shot, but that ball was moving around, and we got to keep – you know, trying to make these guys play in rotations because I think our guys can make an open jump shot, but we make it too hard on ourselves by taking tough contested shots. So we got to keep these guys out of the paint. You know, we struggled the past few games of allowing guys to get into the paint. We gave up 40 points in the paint against SEMO, and we gave up, what's my number here, points in the paint against UT Martin, 36. And I'm sure they are going to look back at the box scores in the game to see what our weakness is and our weakness and weakness rather in the past two games. And going back to Lindenwood, our weakness has been keeping guys out of the paint. We got to be better.
You know, I know that when it comes to this team, you guys are looking for answers. Unfortunately, it does not appear that KK is going to be a part of that. Before I let you go, I'd like to get you to give us an update on KK Brown.
Let me go on my phone because he is scheduled to start his process in as far as – going back, we should bring Hannah Brown on the show one day.
Yeah.
She'd be a great. Where'd it go? That's not it. USI coaches, that might be it. But KK needs ACL reconstruction surgery and a meniscus repair. And his timeline to get it done, January 26th, the big day, gets the wire removed from his mouth. So January 28th is the MRI to get cleared, a clear picture. February the 4th is surgery. February 20th is the follow-up. So he is he is out for the season, unfortunately, and, you know, he's in my heart, man, because that kid wants to play. And but you know, things happen in the game of basketball in any sport, and we just got to keep praying for a healthy recovery for him, not a speedy. Just take our time.
Yeah.
Get him back right, and then keep his family in mind, because his mom really takes that kind of heart.
No doubt. Well, the good news is the process is underway just about, and he's under some good care, so that's good.
Yes.
Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck with the trip this upcoming week. Thursday, Tennessee Tech. Saturday, Tennessee State. Love the games on WREF. Thank you to everyone coming out. Thank you to Spanky's for hosting us, and good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Stan Gerard on Basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftherep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstat Office City, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Gerard on Basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda and Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Stan Gerard on Basketball has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.